Hey everyone, Tim Holland here, CEO of Deep Earth, and welcome back to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. Today I want to dive into something that's quietly burning through the marketing budgets of independent jewelers all over the country. And honestly, it's a number you need to know if you want to stop wasting money and start growing your store in 2026. That number is 0.94%. Now, what does that mean? Well, according to fresh data from this year, the average conversion rate for luxury and jewelry brands running ads on Meta platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, all that, is a staggering 0.94%. Translation, for every 100 people who click on your gorgeous, carefully crafted ad, less than one actually buys. Meanwhile, you're paying around $37 just to get a new customer, and if you want them to come back and buy again, that cost can skyrocket to over $110. That's not sustainable. If you're still running Facebook ads like a digital billboard, just slapping up a picture of a diamond ring, targeting women aged 25 to 45, and hoping for a miracle, you're basically handing your money straight to Mark Zuckerberg's next yacht instead of investing in your own growth. The game has changed. The algorithms have evolved. Consumer behavior is shifting. And if your strategy hasn't caught up since 2023, it's time to rethink everything. Here's the good news. Meta ads do work for jewelers. In fact, we recently worked with a brand that turned $8,000 in ad spend into $42,000 in revenue in just 6 weeks. That's a 5.25x return on ad spend. And they did it by tossing out the old playbook and embracing what actually drives revenue in 2026. So what's the blueprint for stopping the bleed and turning Meta ads into a predictable growth engine? Let's break it down. First, stop over-segmenting and start trusting Meta's Advantage Plus campaigns. For years, jewelers have been slicing and dicing audiences, building complicated targeting based on interests, income, zip codes, you name it. But in 2026, that strategy is dead. Meta's machine learning knows more about who your buyers are than you ever could manually. Over-segmentation actually restricts the algorithm, driving costs up and reach down. The best jewelers are shifting heavily to Advantage Plus shopping campaigns. These AI-driven campaigns dynamically test up to 150 creative combinations and deliver ads to the highest intent buyers across Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and the audience network. For example, Gnos, a jewelry brand we studied, saw a measurable boost in returns simply by switching to Advantage Plus and diversifying their creative assets. Mindset shift. Instead of telling the algorithm who to target, give it standout creative and let it find your buyers. The algorithm knows who's browsing engagement rings, who just updated their relationship status, who's checking out your competition. It knows this better than any manual audience you can build. Next up, the power of the dynamic product catalog. Static images of jewelry on a white background won't cut it anymore. You need dynamic catalog ads that pull directly from your website's inventory and show users exactly what they were looking at, or similar pieces they might like. Pair that with a simple, compelling offer, and you've got a machine that does the heavy lifting for you. That $42,000 revenue campaign I mentioned, they ditched overproduced creative in favor of these Advantage Plus catalog ads and clean, straightforward discount messaging, no fancy photo shoot, just smart automation. Imagine that. Instead of spending thousands on a handful of ads that fade in 2 weeks, you connect your product catalog and let Meta serve the right piece to the right person at the right time. Your inventory becomes your ad creative, and that's how you scale. Now let's talk creative fatigue. Jewelry is a visual industry, so your ads need to look great. But even the most stunning video or photo stops working if folks see it too often. In 2026, creative fatigue happens faster than ever. People scroll through hundreds of pieces of content daily, and their brains quickly skip anything familiar. If your ads run for weeks without a refresh, your cost per acquisition will quietly skyrocket while your sales plummet. The new standard, refresh your creative every 7 days. But don't panic. That doesn't mean you need a Hollywood budget every week. The smartest jewelers mix polished lifestyle photos with raw, user-generated content like behind-the-scenes shots of your jeweler setting a stone, an unboxing video, or even a real proposal caught on a phone. Authenticity performs. User-generated content, or UGC, can increase conversion rates by up to 300% compared to slick studio shots. Rotate your formats too, single images, carousels, short form reels, and repurpose what you already have. That trunk show video from last month, slice it into clips. Those testimonials, turn them into carousels. It's about packaging existing content in fresh ways. Another crucial piece, the invisible leak in your data tracking. If you're only using the standard Metapixel, you're losing up to 30% of your conversion data thanks to iOS privacy changes. That means Meta's algorithm is flying blind on almost a third of your sales. Implementing the Meta Conversions API, CAPI, is no longer optional, it's mandatory. This server-to-server connection bypasses browser restrictions and feeds every add-to-cart, checkout, and purchase back to Meta. Jewelers who have done this see lower acquisition costs and higher returns because the algorithm finally has the full picture. Finally, let's talk retargeting, because most jewelers get this wrong. Treating all website visitors the same and showing them one generic ad for 30 days, that's like greeting